Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattlemen@yahoo.com.
I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio rmccattlemen@yahoo.com.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished about where it started. Live cattle were anywhere from about 20 to 30 lower in the first 3 months. We traded about 60 and 70 lower at one point, but then again steady to 30 lower across the board on live cattle. Feeder cattle were 32 higher in January at 142.42. March is 25 higher at 135.22. April's down 17. May down 25. August down 5. At one point today, the Marches led the way higher. They went all the way up to 136, which was roughly $1 higher on the day. At one point, the hog market on February, April, August were down the limit here. February at 61.30, like I said, down the limit. If you go back and look at just a front month continuation chart over the last couple of years, we're really back to levels that we haven't seen in a while, at least going back to the first of 19. And the lowest we've seen in the last couple of years was back in 18, which was somewhere around $49 or 49 cents a pound. So that's still another 12 cents lower than where we are now. So there's still a possibility of it moving lower. The high since then was about 93 cents. So near the bottom end of that range.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures market continued to slide lower here. We had March down about 4.5 cents, beans down 14 to 17, Chicago wheat down 2 to 4, Kansas City down about 1, and then cotton, March cotton down a whole penny here at 69.05. So kind of depressing there in the grain world because everything was so much lower. The idea is still the same. We've got a big South American harvest starting at this point. We've got a carryover here in the United States from last harvest. And now you've got with the South American harvest and Chinese, expecting Chinese to buy when they come back from their Lunar New Year and following the phase one deal, haven't seen any purchases. So a little bit pressure here on the market just because of that. And if they come back from their Lunar New Year next week, they'll buy a bunch and that'll lift the markets. Stock market currently up about 20. It's come back 300 points off the lows in the Dow. Crude oil's down 70 cents. Natural gas down about 3 cents at this time. We've got a cattle inventory report tomorrow. It happens every 6 months. The all calves or cattle and calves is expected to be down about 0.5%, so slightly lower at 94.3, and then beef cows is 31.569 according to the latest survey, down 0.6% from last year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.